This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A subsidiary of Akron-based First Energy has won the right to keep paying its bills as it goes through bankruptcy. First Energy Solutions cleared its first day in federal bankruptcy court yesterday. The company is authorized to keep paying its 3,000 employees as well as outside contractors and suppliers to its nuclear plants. It faces more than 13,000 creditors after filing for Chapter 11 protection last week. Another hearing is scheduled later this month. A Texas-based oil and gas partnership with holdings in Ohio's Utica Shale has filed for bankruptcy. According to its latest filing, EV Energy Partners had assets of more than $60 million and 10 times as much in liabilities. Its parent firms, Enervest and Enervest Operating, are not filing for bankruptcy and will continue to operate the company's oil and natural gas assets. Federal authorities say they've made the largest meth bust ever in Ohio. 36-year-old Tyrone Rogers of Cleveland and two men from Mexico have been charged with possession and intent to sell 140 pounds of meth. Agents seized the drugs from a warehouse in Boston Heights. Investigators described the address just east of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park as a crystal meth processing facility. The charges come the same day that a Mexican national was indicted for possession of 44 pounds of heroin found during a traffic stop in Akron. Ohio will mark today's 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. A first cousin of Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Joel L. King Jr., is among speakers at the Ohio State House. The memorial commemoration at noon will also feature David Jensen of the Institute for Human Rights and Responsibilities. He was among the delegation of leaders at the 1963 March on Washington. The Ohio Department of Transportation says it will spend more than $2 billion on road and bridge projects this year. More than 5,000 miles of pavement will be repaired or replaced, and work is planned on more than 1,000 bridges. The agency performed roughly the same amount of work last year for about the same cost. ODOT reminds drivers to drive carefully through construction zones. The state is increasing enforcement of a stretch of Northeast Ohio Highway with high numbers of distracted driving violations and crashes. The Ohio Department of Transportation and the State Highway Patrol says signs will warn drivers about distracted driving along a 17-mile portion of I-76 and I-80 in Mahoning and Trumbull counties, now designated the state's first distracted driving safety corridor. The patrol says troopers handed out more than 2,700 distracted driving violations in those counties in the last 2 years. Governor John Kasich said Tuesday that he doesn't know if he'll run for president again, but that in the meantime, he's, quote, trying to be a voice that brings about stability and objectivity in our country. Kasich spoke at New England College in New Hampshire, the state where a second place finish in the 2016 presidential primaries gave him a boost in the national popularity. The former Republican candidate said any decision on mounting another White House bid would come at least 9 months from now, after he finishes his second term as Ohio governor. However, Kasich said earlier Tuesday that, quote, all my options are on the table. This is WKSU.